time, am I the jerk? And I might have been. Of course, you can always send in your scenarios as you hear this, and it reminds you of, man, I found myself in a situation like that. Was I the jerk? You can let us know. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. Easy to do. So this morning, we work on the fourth floor of a building that has five floors. There are multiple elevators in this facility for us to use. Somehow, some way, I don't know how, it is very common for these elevators to not work.
A Cumulus Media Station.
So we got a couple of emails. I noticed this morning when I left the house from Dan about, hey, the main elevators that everybody uses, there is a main elevator, two of them, neither one works. And there is, for whatever reason, there's a private Cumulus elevator that only Cumulus employees can use. That wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Then there is a giant-ass freight elevator for when they need to bring in bigger things that you can use. Those are the elevators, right? So we get an email this morning. The elevator's not working. I said, well, maybe by the time I get down there, they'll have fixed them. So I walking down, and this lady parks, and she has, like, the best parking spot. And she gets out, and we both kind of walk over to the main public elevators. And I stick my head around the corner, and it has a sign on it, elevator's out of order. And she's right there. And I go, man, how do we work in the only building in America where the elevators constantly aren't working? Isn't it nuts? And I kid you not. She goes, well, we're trying to fix them, okay?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, well, I mean.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's cool.
It's like, a great building.
I was like, we can just use this other one. She goes, well, look, I get it. I know it's frustrating. I understand.
Catch me outside.
But we had them here. We've been in communication with them all yesterday, trying to get them taken care of.
Out of the thousands of people that work in this building, you complain to the one that's in charge of it.
There's also no way this is the first time that's happened to her, because she's hanging out around a broken elevator all day. And what do you talk about around a broken elevator?
The broken elevator.
This elevator's
of course.
Broken.
And I didn't know it, because we both are walking to the freight elevator because that's the only one that works. And so I'm just trying to be like, man, you know, I'm sure,
you know,
it happens.
About?
Elevators are weird, you know. What are you going to do with them?
Elevators are weird.
What do you say?
And now
she's right next to me, walking across the parking lot to the freight elevator.
And now you have to spend more time with her in the elevator,
yes,
going up. And it's like, do you go to the corner and just stick your face in the corner of the elevator?
I don't know what to do, man.
And that, like, is amazing.
I was like, I saw the emails this morning about it, but I thought maybe they were working. She goes, well, they're going to come back today. And look, we're trying to figure out a new company to work with and stuff. We understand it's a problem. And I was just,
if she's still talking about you right now.
I didn't know what to say. So I just kept trying to say silly things to loosen up the situation.
You hit her with a couple of squeaks.
My esophagus is tiny.
Man, that is wild.
Dude.
Yeah, you were kind of a jerk in that situation. Definitely. And you didn't even know it. You just walked into it. It happens.
And I said it in a joking manner, because obviously I knew
it wasn't a joke to her. No matter how you phrase that,
I know
that was not going to be funny. You know how much stress she's going through because of what's happening?
Man,
she just unloaded on you.
You ruined your day.
I know. And it right when she gets out of her car, too. I mean, she has the first parking spot. She walked 10 feet.
It's like, man, it's going to be a great day today. I know things are going badly, but I'm going to.
But she obviously
gonna have a positive attitude.
Fixed,
oh, what's up with these elevators?
She just got done singing some beautiful song.
Right, just trying to get a mind right.
And Matt,
I just thought, this must be somebody that I don't know that works in the building or at Cumulus, so I'll just crack this joke about, man, how do we work in the only building? Ha ha. And then she's like, well, we're trying to get it fixed.
There's also no way this is the first time this has happened to you, where you've kind of, you know, stuck your foot in your mouth, complaining about something to somebody, and it turns out they're the one in charge of that something.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's probably happened.
You'll mumble under your breath about stuff, and there's definitely times people hear that.
Just in a joking way, usually, because I figure, oh, this person's probably frustrated, and now we got to walk across the parking
lot. You guys are going to have a
laugh. Yeah, I thought.
Jump up in the air like chips, freeze frame,
these
everything.
These elevators do suck.
Yeah, we're great.
That
you want some coffee?
You know,
yeah.
The 185 other people that could have come down to use the elevator would have been like, man, I know, right?
And it's her so strange. Email box is just full of complaints, and now we'll be here. We'll be there when we get there, all that.
Man, I almost wanted to lie because we got on the elevator.
Look at me.
And she goes, what floor are you on? And I wanted to go 5.
I work for WBAP.
My name's Dan Bennett.
That's a good way to get out of it.
Nice to meet you, Dan Bennett. You've been sending me all those emails. And she pulls out a knife.
I would have to say I agree. I am the jerk in that situation.
But you didn't know. It was not intentional, but sometimes that happens.
I was trying to brighten somebody's mood of, man, how frustrating is it these elevators don't work? And it was the one person whose mood you can't. But what am I supposed to do? Like, all right, the elevators are out. Come on, friend, let's go around to the other one.
Just walk to the elevator.
I just thought about one also from this morning because we got a new table for our home that came in a nice size box.
Fancy.
And then we got a new television that, of course, you sent a box. So now you wait until Thursday. Not yet. I'm measuring, though.
It's on back.
Not yet. That's right. So now you have all the recycling that you want to put out because I want to save the environment and not just put it out with the regular trash. We put it out with the recycling.
Sure. I do the same thing.
But I didn't break any of those boxes down. And I feel like that's a bit of a jerk move. Baldy's shaking his head.
Always break down your boxes, man.
I feel
come
like
on.
I should have.
Because you don't have like the big container.
Yeah.
Can
so you just stick them
out. No, I have a little con. It's just the one that you carry. Thing. I don't have the big thing where they have the machine and pick it up. So they have to come out and
just
dump
it. Can you fit like one box in there?
Right. See, even if I broke it down, it wasn't going to fit in my recycling bin.
Do they ask you to break down the boxes? Is that one of the things?
I haven't been. I don't know.
He's never read that part.
Because usually if you have the bin, they ask you to break down the boxes and put them under the bin.
Right. That probably would have been the right thing to do.
I break down my boxes and I have a giant receptacle.
But those things were huge.
Yeah, I don't break mine down either.
Really?
Those are big boxes.
And then I complain about it later in the week when there's no room in my bin.
I bet you guys don't return your grocery carts to the...
Oh, I do that.
Either.
Yeah, I definitely do
this
that.
This is basic courtesy, guys.
Also, very little of that's actually going to get recycled as it touches some pizza box that was in somebody else's.
Yeah, and it's wet outside.
Yeah, like it's all going to go to the dump anyway.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they do. They just trick us into believing.
But now I'm trying to see if I need to look at the Ring camera and see if those two huge boxes are just still out there and are they going to
melt
it
into your lawn because of all the rain?
It was it's a jerk move not breaking it down, right?
Yeah, it's better to
break it down.
I'm calling jerk.
I break down all the boxes.
That would have taken a lot.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, there's two ends to the box.
So sad.
All of you have ladies. Do they just toss boxes in the garage or set them somewhere and it's like your responsibility to break them down and actually carry them to the recycling thing?
I'm pretty sure I'm the lady in the house because I do that.
Well, that's,
I'll come
definitely,
home.
Definitely my job.
And there'll be a stack of things that I'm just like, man, but the recycling thing, but she doesn't want to walk out in the garage.
There are certain things in the house that you probably don't want to do that she does. So if you can separate the dude only jobs.
That's true.
You can't complain if it's something that she does and she says, why aren't you doing that?
No, I just think
because she does it all the time. That's why I never complain, man. That's how I've gotten through all these years. If she's not going to change the air filter in the house when it's there, that's fine. I'll do it. You don't want to change the water filter? She can see the red light on the whole time.
I got it.
Doesn't matter. I got it. I'll do that. That's me.
The dude job.
Right. And then there are certain things that, you know what? She can handle that and it's great.
What are those?
Certain things around the house.
Yeah.
Like what?
She's around never been in the backyard to pick up the dog poop.
What have you never done?
Well, I do everything around the house because I'm a gentleman.
Okay. A little bit of everything.
So you're the real truth emerges.
I am a gentleman.
I like that very much.
I'll do anything for my lady.
When's the last time you folded laundry?
You know what? It has been a minute, but I'll do it.
We do our laundry separate.
Yeah, I knew that.
Seriously?
I do my own laundry, yes.
What a waste of time.
What a waste of resources. Yeah.
It's because I'm particular about it.
You don't want her drawers touching yours?
No, I don't care about that. I will just throw all my stuff in together and wash it all the same.
Oh, you don't care separating? And,
yeah. And
you ever make it to work with your lady's underwear in your pants? Because I have.
Oh, that's hot.
Like in the pant leg.
Oh, I was about to say.
Watch
the
nuts.
The main reason is because I don't know, like when I dry stuff, as soon as a dryer goes off, I immediately get it out and put it away. And I don't know that she would do that.
We don't do that.
And I don't like that person. It's a, and I realized a long time ago, if that's how I like it, I'll just do it myself. No big deal.
I do that in a lot of aspects of life. Well, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Send those scenarios in. We'll do them. We love